A new lawsuit accuses the Trump administration of trying to silence researchers who study social media. The suit challenges a policy of denying visas to or deporting non-citizens who work on or study online trust and safety, fact-checking, and other activities that the Trump administration deems censorship. NPR's Shannon Bond joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Juana.
Shannon, tell us who's bringing this lawsuit and why.
Yeah, it's being brought by the Coalition for Independent Technology Research. This is a nonprofit whose members are researchers and academics and journalists outside of the tech industry. And they're working with Columbia University's Knight First Amendment Institute and the legal nonprofit Protect Democracy. And this lawsuit, it focuses on an announcement made by Secretary of State Marco Rubio last year that the U.S. would stop issuing visas to foreigners that Rubio described as, quote, complicit in censoring Americans. Now, Trump and his allies have long accused tech companies of censoring conservatives in their work that, you know, polices what people can post online. The government's also slapped that censorship label on researchers who study online content moderation and the spread of false information. And so in December, the State Department instructed staff that it should reject visa applications from people who worked in fields including fact-checking and trust and safety and combating mis- and disinformation. And the lawsuit, it says that this policy is having a chilling effect on research into social media.
A chilling effect. What does that look like in real life?
Well, the complaint details experiences of several members of this coalition who have visas or green cards. They're described anonymously in the lawsuit because of these fears. And so they say they're doing things like changing the focus of their work. They're not traveling internationally. They're avoiding speaking publicly about their research. They're self-centering on social media. One adjunct professor who studies online harms to children has actually left the country because of these fears, the lawsuit says.
And Shannon, what about the government's threat to stop issuing some visas? Is that actually happening?
Yeah, it has. Back in December, the State Department announced visa restrictions on five Europeans. That included a former EU tech regulator and advocates who work to curb online harms. And one of them is Imran Ahmed. He leads an advocacy group called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. He's clashed with ex-owner Elon Musk over research into hate speech. Now, Ahmed has a green card and he lives in the U.S., but Rubio said he could be deported because he's been deemed a threat to American foreign policy interests. Ahmed's challenging that in his own separate lawsuit, and a judge has temporarily blocked the government from arresting or detaining him while that case proceeds. But this new lawsuit today says this is the exact kind of situation that has other researchers and advocates really, really fearful the same thing could happen to them.
What does the Trump administration say?
Well, both the Justice and State Departments in statements to NPR defended the government's right to deport people. The State Department said, quote, "The United States is under no obligation to admit or suffer the presence of individuals who subvert our laws and deny our citizens their constitutional rights." It said a visa is a privilege, not a right. But Juana, it's not clear what laws the administration is saying that these people may have broken here.
NPR's Shannon Bond, thank you.
Thanks, Juana.